In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, one of the things that I hear from so many people is that people in general and children in specifics do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist. They do not know that this is truly Jesus. Well, I heard last week that there was somebody at a church, and the consecration was going on, and they were talking on their cell phone. Now, first of all, even if you don't know it's Jesus, all right, even if you don't, that's completely rude. That is completely rude. Talking on the cell phone while the Lord is being present on the altar. There has been a complete breakdown in every area of the church, a complete breakdown. And you know, when you as Catholics and we as Catholics do not know that this is Jesus as Eucharist, then you know what? What good are we? Like, what good are we? Like, I am a Catholic because of the sacraments. I am a Catholic because of the apostolic succession. I am a Catholic because it's the fullness of truth. But I want to tell you, when you do not recognize Jesus, and we have not taught the basics that our Lord is present under the form of bread and wine, then we may as well close our churches. Like, what good is the Catholic Church if she cannot pass on the great revelation of Jesus himself, that as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes? For he who eats this bread and drinks this cup unworthily sins against the body and blood of Christ. Jesus said, "My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, unlike the bread that your ancestors ate and died. Those who eat this bread shall live forever." And Jesus spoke these words in the synagogue at Capernaum. And many of his disciples left. They left, they said, "This is too hard of a saying for us to grasp." And Jesus did not call them back. You want to know why? These were not Sunday Catholics. These were not Sunday Catholics. These were people that had left their mother and their father, their sister and their brothers, their lands and their homes for Jesus. But now Jesus says, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." You see, the life is in the blood. So to drink the blood of the Lamb is to take on his life. Yes, yes, yes. That was totally un-Jewish. But I'm telling you, Jesus knew what he was doing. Because on the night before he died, he left us the greatest gift. The gift of himself as Eucharist. "This is my body. This is my blood." And the word remembrance does not mean the same thing that it means today. Remembrance means to make present. Well, my friends, you know, I think we failed. And I think what God told me a long time ago, we've just got to begin again. Because most people do not know that our Lord Jesus is present as Eucharist. And you know, the church doesn't know it either. Because if we knew it, we'd keep our doors open. And even if one person made a visit to the Lord, my Lord, that would make a difference, because he is totally present as Eucharist in the tabernacle of the altar. Even the church doesn't believe it, not by her words, but by her actions, that she closes her churches so that people will not come to make a visit. I tell you that I learned about the Eucharist and the presence of God as Eucharist, Jesus present as Eucharist. I learned from the Dominican sisters and from my mother, who used to have me, and we would go to make a visit when I had broken my arm. My mother didn't go to church at that time, but my mother truly believed in the Blessed Sacrament. And that made a great impression upon me. That made a great impression that we would go into the Immaculate Conception Church in Boston, the Jesuit Church, you know, next to City Hospital. And I would go with my mother, and my arm was dislocated at that time, and she would put holy water on my arm, and then we would go up to the Blessed Sacrament, and we would pray. Yes, I was taught on Sunday school about the Lord Jesus Christ, about His true presence. You know, I was taught, and the church taught that very carefully when they had 40 hours devotion, when we would go before the Blessed Sacrament during those times. I would look forward to that. No one ever told me to look forward to that, but I knew it was Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of His garment, and His love has made me whole. Well, I know He's in my soul by faith. That's why we eat His body and drink His blood, because God lives in our hearts. Christ lives in our hearts. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. And the Eucharist is food on the way. I want to tell you that we at Holy Rosary have the best First Communion preparation. We really do. Not because I have anything to do with it, because I don't. I don't have very much to do with it. But our CCD coordinator, Mrs. Tewksbury, takes time and effort, and, you know, she has the children go before the Eucharist. We have adoration for the children of each class, especially for the first communicants, so that they know that when they receive, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. She does extra things. It's not just something put together. It's not just an hour and 10 minutes. This is something that's done with great devotion and great love. And, you know, I want to tell you, we have one person this year who's going to receive First Communion. You know, if you are interested in having your child experience the presence of God as Eucharist, why don't you bring them to the Holy Rosary? Why don't you bring them to the Holy Rosary? They'll really become Catholic. It's all about becoming a Catholic Christian. Knowing the presence of Jesus is Eucharist. Oh, they will learn that not because it will be drilled into their heads, but because they will worship before the presence of God. They will come to a Mass that is reverent. They'll come to a Mass where people are not in a hurry. They will learn. They will learn in their hearts that this is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of His garment, and His love has made me whole. Imagine we have one person, just one. And you know, it's really a shame, because there are so many people that are looking for the truth of the Eucharist and the truth of the gospel. And we have one. And I'm going to tell you why. Because people don't want the extra. And we at the Holy Rosary give the extra. We're not into marking time. We're not into counting cattle. We're into bringing people to Jesus. That's what we're into. And you know, it's very sad. One person. Do you want your child to know the Lord as Eucharist? Then you need to send that child to the Holy Rosary. They might be older than 7 or 8. That's okay. We'll take them at any age, just that they would come to know Jesus Christ as Eucharist. That they would come to know His holy and adorable presence. That they would come and bow down before Him when we have adoration for the children. You see, all of our children have adoration. We do it all once a month. All of our children have adoration, bringing the children before Jesus Christ. Let the little children come unto me, the scripture says, for such is the kingdom of God. I would not have faith in the Eucharist if it was not imparted to me by the sisters and by my mother who brought me into the chapel. Most people my age do not even have any idea about the Eucharist. Our program at the Holy Rosary, the whole CCD program, is exciting. You want to know why it's exciting? Because each of our teachers believes, and each of our teachers have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Each of our teachers have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're just not into just getting people to teach for an hour and just do nothing, or to discipline. No, we're not into that at the Holy Rosary. Each of our teachers, we will not have teachers teach unless they have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's real. That is absolutely real. And you know, it's no credit of mine. The only thing I do is I let it happen. It's no credit of mine. But you know, it is so important, the formative years of children, that they come to know the Lord. It's never too young to know the Lord. And, you know, it just doesn't happen unless you have teachers who know the Lord and love the Lord. I don't know what it's all about anymore in the church. If we cannot impart a love for the Blessed Sacrament, if we cannot impart a love for the Word of God, I don't know what we're doing. Our children, even in the second grade, look up scriptures. We teach them how to look up scriptures and to read the Word of God. See, we're just not there to babysit. We want to instruct people in the presence of the Lord so that children will grow up in the presence of God. This is real stuff. And this is what we have been commissioned to do. We have not been commissioned to run a Sunday school to get them in and get them out. But most people, that's what they want. They want in and they want out. Well, you see, at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, we're not into in and out. We're not into turnstile Christianity. In and out. We're into bringing the children to Christ, getting the children to get to Mass, having the children to learn how to use the scriptures, having the children to hear the Word of God and the miracles that happen. You see, kids remember these things. When I'm preaching and talk about the miracles that happen, the children remember these things. I'll never forget the day that, Father Matt was then, you know, he was Matt, seminarian Matt, and he was leaving, and we had a cake that was made for him, and the people who made the cake just made a mess out of it. They made a mess out of it. And there people were, you know, Joanne McDuffie and Debbie and a couple of others. They were at the house, you know, saying, how can we put this cake out when Matt's leaving? That's awful. It's a disgrace. And little Samantha was only in the second grade, maybe third grade. She said, Father Tom would pray about it. and they all started to pray. You see, the little child was instructed not by teaching, by observation. Then they opened the yellow pages and they opened it to the right place, and we had the cake, but not until they prayed about it, and not until a little child taught them. Even as the scripture says, a little child shall lead them. See, we're not into just, you know, getting them in and getting. We want these children to come to know Jesus. We want these children to worship Jesus. We want these children to know the power of the Blessed Sacrament, the power of the Word of God, the power of prayer, for we know Jesus personally. That's what we want. We just don't want things just to run haphazardly. And you know, we do not have the best facilities in the world. But I'll tell you, you can have all the best facilities, but if you do not have teachers who know Jesus Christ, your facilities mean nothing. Then you're going to have your people during the consecration using their telephones because they don't know Jesus any more than they know Mickey Mouse, and maybe they know Mickey a lot more. So people who are looking for a good program to bring your children to, and you know, it's worth the drive. I'm going to give you our number, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. You can register your children from grade 1 until grade 10. 617-846-1210, especially the first communion children, grade 2. And if these children have not received communion and they're older, you can register your children, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. Do not be a parent that just pushes their children through a religious education program. This is a program that they will benefit from, because it's not a program, it's based upon a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not just a book that we use. As I said, our teachers are very loving, and our teachers are very caring, and they have a relationship with the Lord. And you can only give to others what you have yourself. You cannot impart to another person what you do not have yourself. Painstakingly, every month we take them before the Eucharist. They have little candles that they light that represent themselves, real candles placed by the Eucharistic Lord, giving Jesus their lives. You know, we forgot to use symbols. Symbols are meaningful when you give them meaning, not just symbols for the sake of symbols, but to give them meaning. And to see all those lights before the Lord is so beautiful because they represent every little face. Every little face. And so I'm saying, you know, do you want something extra for your children? Do you want to bring them up as Catholic Christians? You know, especially for Holy Communion. But I'll take any of the children. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. This is a vital, vital experience. We want to bring the children up in the love of God, that they would meet Jesus Christ, that they would come to know Him, love Him, and serve Him. You might say, is it expensive? Well, if you cannot meet the expense, it's only $60. You know, for the whole year. And if you haven't got that money, we waive it. Because you know what? Your children are more important than that. Your children are more important than $60. That's just the way it is. And if you have two children, it's not 120. I don't know what it is. And if you have three children, it's even less. You know, and after three children, it's the same. But if you can't afford something, we waive it because, you know, we're not into money. We enter formation to bring people unto the Lord, because it's Jesus, and it's Jesus who loves us, and it's Jesus who died for us, and it's Jesus who rose from the dead, and it's Jesus who carries us through life in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, and even beyond the grave. We are not a little place that just goes through the motions. You see, if I had to just go through the motions, I want to tell you one thing. I don't want to play the game. Even when I'm sick and I feel like I can't continue, I try not to just go through the motions. I try to put myself into the celebration of the Eucharist. You know, and the way I do it, I've been having the flu or whatever I've been having, you know, the only thing I can do is I say to the Lord, I just offer my life as a living sacrifice of praise. Just take it all as I celebrate the Eucharist, you know. You can have everything. Even though I feel sick, you can have my whole being. I do not know where I would be if I did not have people who love the Lord and who brought me into His presence and who had me experience Jesus Christ sacramentally. I do not know. I do not know. I did not go to parochial school, and many of my friends that went to parochial school are now dead. Not the parochial school killed them. Why is it that I, from the public school, was drawn to Jesus? I'm going to tell you. Because I was so needy. And no one else could fill that gap but Jesus. And you know what? It's still that way. No one else can fill that gap but Jesus. So if you are interested in a religious education program that really makes a difference, you dial 617-846-1210. And we're looking especially for first communicants, children that have never received first communion. 617-846-1210. They have to be 7 or older. Going to be 7 or older. 617-846-1210. In second grade, 617-846-1210. And again, we have classes from grade 1 unto grade 10. And they're more than classes, let me tell you. It's not a lecture. It's not a lecture. All of our teachers love the Lord, and they know Him. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And today, Lord, we pray for Danny again. Danny is being operated on right now. We pray that the operation will be a success. And we also pray that not only that it be a success, Lord, but we pray, God, that it be quick and that it be entire and that your hands would do this operation. We pray for Danny, Lord, 19-year-old child. We pray that, God, he would come through this with flying colors. We pray, God, for the healing power of the Holy Spirit to enter into his being even now as the doctors are operating. We pray for Dawn. We pray that you, God, would deliver her from this cancer. We say in the name of Jesus Christ, cancer in Dawn, cease and desist in the name of Jesus Christ, and be healed by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Be healed now by the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. We pray for a young man named Ben, who has another disease. In the name of Jesus, be healed, Ben, by the power of the blood, by the blood of Christ that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Amen. Today's broadcast was a little different. It was a sharing of my own childhood and my own faith and what we do at the Holy Rosary. And you know, even though we just have one, we treat that one as if we had 40. That's the way it is. But it would be good to have more than one. It would be beneficial for the children as well as for us. Again, 617-846-1210, if you're looking for a good religious education program. Not something that's just going to get them through. Not something that's just going to have in and out. If you're looking to have faith formation, real Catholic faith, 617-846-1210. And you know what? I do need to hear from people because it's time to pay our bills. And already the September bills are coming in. Yes, they are. They're coming in. And only God knows how much money we need. So if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you're right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know that the broadcast that happens every day on your dial at this time is not like any other broadcast. You know that you hear me, a real man of God, not someone who's always going to sound the same, because you know what? Life is always never the same. You'll hear me when I'm passionate and when I'm sad. You'll hear me when I'm on top of mountains and when I'm in the low valley. You know, it's all real. I'm into being real and not into pretending, because it takes too much power to pretend. I need to hear from you so that you can help us pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And God is speaking to someone to go to confession because he wants to say, child, your sins are forgiven. He wants you to go and confess your sins and to break from them, and he wants you to hear the word, child, your sins are forgiven. And you need not worry about them again, because I have placed them as far as the east is from the west. Child, get to confession. Your sins are forgiven, because the blood of Jesus has forgiven your sins. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.